from Spark and Anvil and WidQuest. This is Cork and Switch, in Chapter 1 of the WidQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Two friends worked the same little corner of the comedy world, the corner where the jokes live inside the words themselves, and they were forever elbowing each other over who did it best. Quirk kept a word held up to the light, watching it flicker between two meanings. Switch kept a little bag of letter tiles, shaking them to see what new word fell out. "I hide a second meaning," said Quirk. "Same word, two faces." "And I hide a second word," said Switch, rattling the bag. "Same letters, shaken loose." "Go on then, show them yours first." Quirk went first, holding a single word up to the light. "Bat." "One word," said Quirk. "Two completely different things living inside it. There's the bat you swing at a ball, and the bat that flaps around a cave at night. Same three letters, same sound, two faces." And Quirk built the little joke off the scene between them. Why did the baseball player bring a flashlight to the game? Because the coach told him to bring his best bat, and he took it literally. A groan, a grin, the snap. "That's my whole art," said Quirk delighted. "The laugh isn't really in the meaning, it's in the flip. That split second where your brain reads bat as the ball kind, and then the joke snaps it to the flappy kind, and the two meanings collide, groan and grin, every time. A word that means two things is a tiny trapdoor, and the fun is dropping people through it. One sound, two meanings. The laugh lives in the snap between."
Then Switch dumped the letter tiles out and shook them, because Switch did something sneakier, kept the letters and rearranged them. "I don't hide a meaning," said Switch. "I hide a whole different word made of the exact same letters." And Switch showed them. The letters of listen, shaken and reset, spelling silent. Same six letters, totally different word. And isn't it perfect that those two of all words are made of the same letters? Listen and silent. You have to be one to do the other. Switch shook the bag again, and the eyes fell out rearranged from they see. The letters are already there every time, just sitting in the wrong order, hiding a second word inside the first. My whole joy is shaking the bag until the hidden one falls out. "Show off," said Quirk admiringly. "You're the show off," said Switch. "I'm just tidy about it."
And here was the thing they both secretly knew. Under all the elbowing, they were really doing the same magic trick, two different ways. Quirk found a second meaning hiding in a single surface. Switch found a second word hiding in the same letters. Both saw that a word is never just one flat thing. It's got a hidden second thing tucked inside, a trap door or a shuffle away, waiting for someone playful enough to find it. "Good snap," said Switch. "Good shake," said Quirk. There is a fizzy, particular delight in wordplay, in discovering that the words we use every day, so plain and ordinary, are secretly double, full of second meanings and hidden rearrangements, trapdoors and shuffles just under the surface. It teaches you to hold language loosely, playfully, turning it over in your hands like a puzzle box instead of reading it flat. And once you start seeing the snaps and the shakes, the bat that flaps, the listen that's silent, you never quite stop, because the whole world of words turns into a giant toy chest, and you're the one who knows how to open it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cork and Switch. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.